Hello, today is Monday, March 4th, and welcome to episode 305 of Fault Lines, the National Security Institute's podcast that gets you quickly up to speed three times a week on the national security and foreign policy debates shaking up America. I'm NSI's founder and executive director, Jamil Jaffer. I'm joined today by NSI senior fellows Lester Munson and Morgan Vigna. So today we're going to talk about something of an obscure topic for us, although we've talked about it once before. We're going to talk about Guyana, Venezuela, the Essequibo region, in which they've found over 11 million barrels of oil, 11 billion? A lot of oil in any event, lots of oil in Guyana, and the odd relationship that Guyana is starting to develop with Cuba. So as you all may recall from one of our prior podcast episodes, Venezuela has been threatening the Essequibo region, threatening to take the Essequibo region, which makes up about two-thirds of Guyana's territory and is the oil-rich region. Venezuela claims that it has long been part of Venezuelan territory, although Guyana's had territorial control over that territory since it was existed as a state. There's an ongoing case at the ICJ about this very issue, but as this has all been developing, Guyana's been closing up to Venezuela's good friends over in Cuba. So we need to figure out what this is all about. So Morgan, over to you. What do you think is going on? Why is Guyana cozying up to Cuba? Is this part of an effort to try and play off Venezuela and try to get Venezuela boxed out? Or are they trying to cozy up to Venezuela through their friends in Cuba?
So I think just to start off, you know, President Ali's comments at CELAC, which is this International Caribbean Forum, in favor of Cuba and sort of condemning the United States for our sanctions on the Caribbean country. You know, it's worth noting that CELAC in particular is a forum that was designed to be a competitor for the Organization of American States, which the United States is a leading member of. The United States is not a member of CELAC, and the forum is used to often poke and anger the United States. So I think in this respect, Guyana very much does not want to be perceived as a puppet of Washington. But at the same time, you know, Jamil, you mentioned that Guyana is, you know, on the precipice of being a major regional energy producer. You know, it's trying to make a play for Caribbean markets, and once producing, it will dominate the same markets that Venezuela used to control. So also, I think it's worth noting that Venezuela largely donates or sells to Cuba at favorable rates, but Cuba could largely become a market for Guyana if sanctions were lifted. So you're seeing a potential competition between Guyana and Venezuela here. And I just want to sort of preface this by saying and giving a lot of credit to Anna Quintana, a new visiting fellow here at the National Security Institute for really getting me smart on this issue, because it is, it's not one that we tend to really focus on the reg.
So Les Morgan says that what's going on here is this is Guyana potentially playing competitor with Venezuela, trying to get ahead of Venezuela in the oil stakes. It's 11 billion barrels of oil, just to be clear for our listeners. And is that right? Is this an effort to cozy up to Cuba, get under Venezuela's skin, get the oil up when it starts flowing? And by the way, it's ExxonMobil, I think, that's exploiting that oil field, which is why there's this question of, is there an American relationship and they're trying to play off on now? Or is this really about them getting with Cuba so they can sort of get Venezuela to not come in and invade and take Essequibo? Did I say that right? Les, I know you know how to pronounce it. But Essequibo, thank you. Essequibo. I got it right earlier and I got it wrong this time. So is the goal to try and stop Venezuela from taking the Essequibo here?
So yes, I think the goal, I think this is all about the Essequibo. Guyana is, you know, poised to become the Kuwait of the Caribbean. It's going to be a massive energy producer. It's going to make a lot of money. Venezuela has, Nicolas Maduro, the leader of Venezuela, has directly threatened Guyana over the Essequibo region of Guyana. The Essequibo is two-thirds of Guyana. So Venezuela is basically saying to Guyana, hey, you belong to us and we own all of your energy resources. Maduro's moved military units closer to Guyana. He's made a lot of threats. He's making it look like this is a real thing. I suspect at the end of the day, it's not. For Maduro, this is about looking like the tough nationalist Venezuelan leader. In the prelude to the election this year, he's been punishing his potential rivals. He's been putting them in prison. He's been saying they can't run. He's been making this Guyana play all to look like the strong guy in Venezuela to keep his regime going, his illegitimate, undemocratic regime going. And Guyana, unfortunately, I think has been playing into this game by engaging in direct talks with Maduro, even though they have every reason to think that they're going to prevail at the ICJ, that no one outside of Venezuela thinks the Essequibo belongs to Venezuela. Everyone thinks it belongs to Guyana. but they're playing into Venezuela's hands here. That means they're playing into Cuba's hands. The axis between Venezuela and Cuba is the primary anti-U.S. axis in the region. I don't like the fact that Guyana has said this stuff about Cuba. It does make me wonder, is the Biden administration asleep at the switch? Are they paying attention to this? The Biden administration has been making a play for Venezuelan energy resources in the last year or so. But the real prize is Guyana. What we ought to be doing is doubling down on the security relationship there, bolstering them, making them look stronger, making them in fact stronger, and building that relationship. And I don't really see the administration doing that.
But Les, I guess I'm confused. If your theory is that this is all just a put up by Venezuela, they're not really going to invade Guyana, then why does Guyana need to cozy up to them at all if that's really what's going on here? And if you think they are potentially going to invade Guyana, isn't the right play to cozy up to them? Because what other options do they have? It's not like the ICJ matters at all. The ICJ can't enforce anything, right? The only real force down there is the Venezuelan military. If they're going to come across the border.
Is there another large military force in the Caribbean region that Guyana could cozy up to? Gosh, who could it be?
Who is that? The United States,
right? United States of America.
But here's the problem, Les. Has there been any suggestion by anyone out there that the U.S. would come to Guyana's defense? No. Why? Because our allies know, our friends know, we're not going to be there for them. They're not. No, none of our adversaries are scared of us. What are you talking about, Les? There's no, Guyana can't rely on us. That's a joke.
Well, I don't know why you hate America, Jamil. That was really bad. Like, have you become some sort of populist anti-America?
I'm just describing to you. I mean, Morgan, you tell me, do you think Guyana could rely on American security assurances if they were even given, which, by the way, there's no evidence anybody's giving them security assurances right now.
No, I mean, largely speaking, I think this administration has largely left the South America and the Western Hemisphere largely to its sort of own devices and has really let China and other U.S. adversaries run rampant. I mean, I think it's worth noting that in 2021, Guyana was about to ink a deal with Taiwan's for a commercial office in country. And then days before that deal was supposed to be confirmed, Guyana pulled out. Now the only country in South America to recognize Taiwan is Paraguay. So, I mean, let that one sink in.
That's a wrap. Thanks so much to Devlin Burney, Claude Jennings, and the NSI staff for their help in producing today's episode. Join us again on Wednesday, March 6th, for another episode of Fault Lines, the National Security Institute's podcast that gets you smart fast on the national security and foreign policy debates shaking up America. Fault Lines now on YouTube, so if you want to see our smiling faces and watch Les making fun of me, you can check us out on the channel, on the NSI channel for video of today's episode. If you like what you heard or saw on YouTube, be sure to rate, review, and subscribe.